This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, inshallah, we'll be reciting the verses from Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-A'raf. And Surah Al-An'am, we spoke about yesterday. We said that the surah focuses primarily on who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. It focuses on our beliefs related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this juz as a whole that we are reciting tonight is a juz that focuses on our aqidah, our primary beliefs. And in this juz, we will find first Surah Al-An'am, which deals with who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and then Surah Al-A'raf, which deals with the Day of Judgment, Jannah, Jahannam, and the Prophets. And so between these concepts, we have the various aspects of our beliefs. That the beliefs of Muslims are founded upon three main beliefs. Beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in the Prophets and Messengers, and belief in the afterlife. And this is the core theme found throughout tonight's recitation. So towards the end of the recitation tonight, we will begin reciting the stories of the past nations. And this is the first of multiple places in the Quran where these stories are repeated. So there is the order in which these stories are recited. The story of Nuh alayhi salam, then the story of Hud alayhi salam, and then Salih alayhi salam, then Lut alayhi salam, and then Shu'aib alayhi salam. These five stories, which we can call them the stories of the perished nations, they are repeated together as a group in many different surahs. Starting with Surah Al-A'raf, then Surah Hud, and many others like Surah Ash-Shu'ara, all of these surahs have the same five stories in a row. What these five stories have in common is that a prophet is sent to a land, the people of that land, the majority of them rejected the prophet, and Allah destroyed that civilization. Right? So all four or five stories follow the same pattern. That Nuh alayhi salam was sent to a people, they rejected him, Allah destroyed him with a flood. Hud alayhi salam was sent to the people of Ad, they rejected him, Allah destroyed him. Salih alayhi salam was sent to the people of Samud, the people rejected him, Allah destroyed him. Lut alayhi salam, same thing happened with his people. Shu'aib alayhi salam, same thing happened with his people in the city of Madian. So these five stories are called the perished nations. And they appear in the Makkan surahs. Why did these stories appear in the Makkah surahs? Because this was a warning to the people of Makkah that the same thing can happen to you. See, in the early years, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's preaching primarily to Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and to all the leaders of Makkah. And so these stories are coming over and over again to tell them, this can be your fate too. If you don't accept Islam, this can be your end too. And so this is a core theme that you'll find throughout the second half of tonight's recitation, the stories of these various prophets. Now each prophet's story had its own lessons, as well as each time it is recited in a different focus. But for tonight, just focus on the fact that these five stories have this one similarity. They are repeated together and they are a warning. They are a warning not just to the people of that time, but to us as well. Because some of these sins that these nations were destroyed for, the Ummah is falling into them again. And so we have to think very carefully about the direction we are heading in, so we don't end up the same way that these nations ended up. Subhanallah, Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa salamu ala mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.